Today we're visiting with Mark Schneider. Mark is the executive director, Iowa Arboretum and Gardens. Good to have you back.
Thanks. Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Well, here we are. Coming up on the end of the year. I went out there for waffles. That's an annual. You know, I just like to do that. Someone's got to support
Someone has to eat those waffles.
Someone's got to eat them. Yes. No, you get a pretty good crowd out there for those. It's become quite the event. But I noticed when I went by there, like Treehouse Village, not a lot of work going on there, but you can see it through the trees because there's no leaves there now. But a lot of work. That was the big thing this year, the groundbreaking. And again, we'd talked about your master plan and the things that were in the works, and you'd been spending a lot of time, you and a lot of people from the Arboretum and a lot of the board members, to bring this about. And boy, we're getting real close.
We are. You know, we spent a lot of time, as you said, building the first phase of Treehouse Village, which was the tree houses, the suspension bridge, the play area. But the second phase, which we're getting ready to move into, is the more glamorous things, such as fences and parking and walkways, because it's totally accessible.
So we got to have those walkways.
We have to have them. And but we'll bring that forward as soon as we can. The weather has been pretty good, so maybe a little bit of work this winter, and then in the spring, hopefully it's not too wet, get that finished up so we can open up in the spring. So we're excited. It's the first major exhibit for us, or improvement for the Arboretum, in 24 years. And the major thing at that time was our visitor center, which is a wonderful building. But this is the first major project for us. It's kicking off our master plan, which we finished in 2018, and will be a tipping point for us for future investment in growing the Arboretum. And you've heard me say this before, in Boone County, we are so fortunate to have a public garden. Not many counties can say that they do. And as you know, we have some tremendous attractions here in Boone County. We're a wealth of opportunity for outdoor experiences, and we're very fortunate.
Well, I mean, everything from the taking the dogs and going for a walk down there. And, you know, we had the Humane Society. That's their location for
it is.
Paws in the Park, Paws in the Arboretum, I guess.
It's a great fundraiser. It's a great place to come and walk and connect with nature. And, we're just part of that menu of wonderful things you can do here in our county.
One of these days, though, our Arbor Day is going to be sunny and warm.
Yeah, it would be good. It would be nice. It's
I don't know how many times we try to get the arborist to take people up into the trees and stuff, and rain is not conducive to doing it safely. Right. That's it. And they know that.
So. Well, this year they were able to do it.
Yeah.
And they added a new thing where they swung, you get on a rope and a harness, and they would swing you over our pond.
Whoa.
And that was really neat. Usually they have...
Did you go?
I did not, no. I was too busy with the moment, but it was really neat to see kids not only climb in trees, but also to go out over the pond. So it was pretty exciting.
All right, so let's talk again. We did the big thing, of course, with Treehouse Village, and had great groundbreaking for that. Attracted a lot of attention. I mean, a lot of attention, that's what the goal was. We needed something. You wanted something that really, as you called it, the tipping point to start to make more attraction. We are here. We are a part. This is the Iowa Arboretum.
It is. It is. And not only are we growing an outdoor activity base project, but also we're growing a garden. So we're trying to do both and really incorporate gardening and outdoor experiences. We have prairies, we have woodlands, we have a creek that runs through the property, Richardson Creek, and we have beautiful gardens that people can come and learn about plants and experience plants. And
so on the when we did the groundbreaking way back when, and everybody was in there, and I'm going, this is a warm day in here.
Yes.
But you already had people from the company were up here putting a lot of work into it.
I did.
Now, at that time, we had talked about fundraising. We still had a ways to go. Has it continued to get? Because to me, it's one of those things. Once you start building it, people go, oh, yeah, I can support this.
And people did, and that was wonderful. And we're still in the public phase of our fundraising, and we're still open to receive mm-hmm. donations. We've received a number of grants, mm-hmm. nice grant from the state of Iowa, and some of the local granting foundations have supported us. Yeah. And of course, our community continues to support this. So we are still taking donations for Treehouse Village to help finish this project up.
And anything, and I'm guessing anything really, because then you got to maintain it. You got, because if we start getting traffic through it, then maintenance is going to be a big part of it, too.
Well, that is very true. And we have to staff it, and we have to maintain it and make it attractive for people to come and see. So, that's a big that's piece of it.
Public support there. Come on, public. You need to step up, which is kind of brings up the thing. This is a good time of the year to get your membership.
It is. And it's kind of our bread and butter of the Arboretum, but it helps us support our daily operations and to do things like planting trees and maintaining pathways through our woodland areas and prairies. And it's a good way to get benefits and also support the Arboretum. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. And now we're in our year-end program where we're asking for donation, end of the year donations for the Arboretum.
So any and all support really fits right in. Again, it's going to stay right into doing activities and things down there.
It does. It's the gift of nature when you contribute to the Arboretum and a membership. There's gift memberships. Yeah. If you contact us, we can send out a gift membership to someone that you think should be coming to the Arboretum.
You know, we have people, obviously, from around here that may never have been down there, but come down and pay a visit. Again, especially in the springtime, which is great.
It is.
You get a lot of walking. Fall, it's pretty cool in there too, once all the leaves start coming down too. But there's any time of the year is a really good time to go through there.
There is. May is really a wonderful month. You know, people start coming out in April, but May is a terrific month with a lot of things flowering. Around the third week of May, the irises start blooming, and we have, I think it's 400 to 500 different types of irises that'll bloom and really give a great show at that time. We move into peonies and daylilies, but you mentioned the fall. The fall is a great time to come out also because the colors and the leaves of the leaves, and even the wintertime is kind of interesting because you get to see so much more. Yeah. And walking our trails, you see the valleys, and you realize that Iowa is not flat. It has some relief to it. Yeah. So,
do you get a lot of bird people down there, too?
Oh, we do. We feed the birds at the Arboretum, so we have bird feeders that people can come and see. A lot of different types of birds. We had Boone Middle School's their outdoor class came out.
Yeah.
And they saw 8 different types of birds that came to our feeders.
Wow. So now with the things that are going on, you talked about the tipping point for this, and I know that you guys have done a lot of other things down there. I still say any kind of hosta and creation you could probably find down there pretty much.
A lot of
but the plant sale, because that in the springtime is really you get actual things that are grown down there that are available for the public to acquire.
So our curator brings in a lot of different types of plants that would grow well in the Iowa garden.
Mm-hmm.
And our plant sale's in May. Yeah. So it's a good time to get out and
for those
come
gardeners,
to the Arboretum.
Gardeners, if you're looking to expand.
Exactly.
I know you also are doing a trial garden down there because that's We call it the Arboretum and Gardens, and it is going to be a trial garden. So tell me a little bit about this. What's that one about?
Brand new program brought to the table through our curator, David McKinney. And what we're doing is we're growing plants that are either on the market or getting ready to come to market and supplied by industry growers. So from throughout the country that are interested in testing their plants to see if they'll live and grow well in Iowa. And there really isn't a place in Iowa that does this. So not only are we receiving their plants, but also, excuse me, they're supporting us by funding some of the projects that are going on in this trial garden program. So you can come to the Arboretum and see some really neat and interesting plants. And next year we're going to...
We'll point out, these are not things you're going to be able to go out and purchase right away because this is part of being a trial garden.
Part of it is. There may be some that have already gone to market, but most of them are being trialed. And we have industry leaders in this area from the university, from business and stuff like that, that are evaluating these plants and providing that information to the growers so they know how they do here in Iowa. The next step, we're going to reach out to master gardeners probably next year and have them evaluate the plants. And then we're going to open up to the public as a open day that people can come and look. But you can come and look now, but just to evaluate these plants and get that experience.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I remember when the peony garden went in, you know, and just so many different things that continue to get added on. This last year, you did another year of Tunes in the Trees. Again, went very well, the way it sounds.
Very successful. People have continued to say it's just a great venue to come and listen to music. And we bring in a lot of local people to entertain us, musicians. And this year, we're going to lead off with Carter Gus. And for those of you that came last year, he led off our concert series, Tunes in the Trees. He was 17 last year. This year, he's a year older. He's 18.
All of 18.
But he has a year of, he went to a university in Nashville, Tennessee. And that, you know, that's where music is king. And he is going to school for songwriting and for singing and for music. And he is wonderful. He's very engaging, very entertaining. And the crowd loved him. So I invite you to come out. They're the second Tuesdays in the month of June, July, August, and September. The concerts start at 6 and end at 8, but our gates open at 5 with food trucks, and it's just...
This is where you want to have a membership.
Membership is good, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you get in for nothing.
Currently, yes. I think we may charge this year for members also, but yes, it's still a good deal, and it's a wonderful experience, and that's what we're in. We're in the experience business, providing wonderful experiences for people.
That's just one of the many things going on. Now, I know you still have a lot of people rent the space. You got a lot of people down there getting booked up and stuff like that. How full are you going in?
Well, we are booking quickly. Weddings are starting to really increase. You know, around the holidays, people propose.
Yeah.
And then they realize, we got to go find a venue, which is... So we've been getting a lot of calls, and I imagine after Christmas we'll be getting a lot of calls, but it's a great place to get married. You don't have to decorate because the Arboretum is your decoration.
It is.
And that's great. But our meeting space is starting to fill up a lot. It's a great place for anniversary parties, birthday parties, baby showers. We entertain all that in our youth education center. So it is filling up. And even during the week is a great time to rent if you have something going on. So
you have a pretty good group of people that help put together different events and different things throughout the year. You know, you get the car show coming down there in the middle of summer and things like that. These are regular things that continue to show up.
They do. We start early in the year with snowshoeing. When we have snow, and not that I'm looking to have a big snowstorm, but January 20th, we have snowshoeing at 1 p.m. Also, February 17th, we have snowshoeing. Then we lead into, we have a great class. This is the second time we're offering it because we sold out last fall, but it's a garden pole and barn quilting and birdhouse class where you can paint a garden quilt, a barn quilt, a garden pole that you can put out in a garden, or a birdhouse that you can put out in the garden. That's March 9th. And then we have waffles again. So we do it twice a year. Yeah. So
they're coming back.
March 16th, we have waffles. We have a B class on the 23rd of March. And then we march into April with our symposium, where we bring in national known and local speakers to speak about a certain type of topic related to gardening and landscaping and things like that.
This is the time of the year. I might run over a little bit, but I don't care. No. Well, one of the things is we get a lot of people that will travel. And if they're going down south, one of the things that's really good to have is your Arboretum membership, because you get a lot of reciprocity. You work with a lot of other gardens and arboretums and locations in southern states that people might want to go visit.
Yes, and it's great. And most of the time you get into those venues free. So it's really a nice perk when you have an arboretum membership. So I traveled to Arizona last year and went to Desert Botanical Gardens, and there was no fee for us to go in. So it almost pays for your membership. By having an arboretum membership, especially if you're going to other places and you want to take advantage of their public gardens, which is a great, great thing to have.
Just because you have a membership doesn't mean you have to come out and work in the gardens. And you can if you want to volunteer.
And we have a lot of volunteers. They're what makes the Arboretum run. Like most nonprofits, you know, volunteers are wonderful people doing wonderful things for us. And they help us with events and on the grounds and gardens, in our gift shop. So, yeah, it's great.
So, and just... So people are aware, yes, because the Arboretum's here in Boone County. We know that you, like producers in Boone County, everybody else you're watching, it's dry. And does have an impact, because after derecho, you had a lot of tree plantings going on down there and stuff. And they like moisture is what they like.
They do. And we watered a lot of our young trees before we went into winter, which is important. There's nothing like having it rain. When you think about the time that you spend watering trees, but you have to keep the collection alive. So
the whole garden, the whole grounds, got to be,
it's very dry. It's extremely dry. And like I said, I'm asking for snow, but snow is a cover and it does provide moisture, especially when it melts in the spring, and it also protects roots. It's insulation. So there's a lot of benefits to snow, but I'm not lobbying for a lot of snow, but just a little bit.
We'd like to get make our get out of this drought thing here.
Yeah, that would
help out immensely too.
Yes.
Again, if people want to find, I know the Arboretum website. Iowa Arboretum and Gardens. If they go to the website, get a lot of information there. Other ways too. Get a membership. That's easy.
Membership's one way, and then we send out you can sign up for our e-newsletter on our website. If you become a member, you get our newsletter, which gives you a lot of information and the stories behind the Arboretum. You know, we've been around for 55 years. And that's just amazing as a nonprofit to continue on and do, you know, great things and offer a little bit of nature and the outdoors to everyone in Boone County and beyond.
Well, looking for, as you said, the Treehouse Village will be the tipping point. It was part of the master plan, a big attraction to make it a destination. Then we go from there. So still have a lot more growth yet to do.
We do.
Mark Snyder, our guest on our program today, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.